Commercials may be showing fathers in a more positive light, but in some TV shows, fathers are following a downward trend. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says they've gone from the all-knowing patriarchs of the past to something much darker. And a warning, this report contains some offensive language.
Breaking Bad's Walter White was a liar, killer, and the biggest meth cook in New Mexico. But he always insisted his bad actions were for a good cause, helping his wife and kids. Until he went on the run and had to admit the truth.
I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it. I was alive.
White finally accepted membership in a growing club on TV, The Destructive Dad. If you've watched any quality TV shows in the last few years, you've seen him. He's Mad Men's Don Draper, whose affairs wrecked his marriage and forced him to tell his kids about the divorce.
I love you both. You know that.
Then why are you going?
I'm not going. I'm just living elsewhere.
That's going.
On the Showtime series Shameless, he's Frank Gallagher, a drunken addict who swore his son's acts of bullying only made other kids stronger.
My kid will be picking up roadside garbage in an orange jumpsuit in 10 years. Your kid will be in med school, curing cancer. You're welcome.
And on Game of Thrones, he's Tywin Lannister, a ruthless lord finally forced to admit to his son how much he really hates him.
Shaming your father has always given you pleasure, hasn't
it? All my life. You've wanted me dead.
Yes, but you refused to die. I respect that.
These destructive dads aren't just dysfunctional goofballs. They're deeply troubled men whose issues cause serious problems for everyone close to them. And they're at the end of a long descent for the images of dads on television. It wasn't always this way.
Leave it to Beaver.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, dads were affable, well-meaning guys who wore ties in the house and ruled with gentle wisdom. But of course, they were also products of their time, as Leave It to Beaver's Ward Cleaver revealed when discussing women and cooking with his son, Wally.
Traditional, I guess. They say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
By the 1970s, dads had bigger flaws. All in the Family's Archie Bunker was a straight-up bigot who tossed racial slurs when arguing with his son-in-law and daughter about integration.
The coons are coming.
12% of the population is black. There should be a lot of black families living out here.
Yeah, this is only a beginning, but I think it's wonderful.
Well, let's see how wonderful it is when a watermelon rinds come flying out the window.
But Bunker's bigotry, awful as it was, never seemed to damage anyone else in his family. And as dads got more goofy, they still weren't capable of really hurting anyone. Even when the Cosby Show's Cliff Huxtable got angry at his son for giving up on school.
You are going to try as hard as you can. I am your father. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out.
Today's destructive dads are more than a nod to gritty realism. They show that actions have consequences, and when a father makes a selfish or dishonest choice, everyone in the family suffers. Some might see these characters as an insult, but I say there's no better tribute to the influence of fathers than TV's destructive dads. I'm Eric Deggans.